Having unearthed so much, he then could have asked himself, does my experience with my wife support this suspicion that she is not being honest with me? If the answer to this question had been, no, my experience is that she is a person of integrity, the husband could have come to see that the dynamic in motion within him did not relate to his wife, although her words triggered it. It would have allowed him to see the actual intention of his wife, and his feelings toward her would have softened. Her response to him would have been one of closeness toward a loving husband, instead of hurt caused by the rejection of her intimacy by a hostile husband. Had he followed this course, he would not have had to ruin his afternoon or his marriage. He would have been able to learn from his emotions and his questions about them, the same lesson that he eventually would learn through the unpleasant experiences that resulted from his lack of trust. He would have been able to see within the framework of one instance the effects of distrust and the effects of trust. Each question that a person asks, such as, why does news of this business meeting affect me this way? Why do I feel so disturbed? And does my experience support my suspicion? Invokes guidance. Every time you ask for guidance, you receive it. Every time you ask yourself, what is my motivation? You ask the universe, help me to see, and help comes. You may not always be capable of hearing the answers to your questions when you ask them, and the answers may not come in ways that you expect, but they always come. Sometimes an answer comes in the form of a feeling, a yes feeling or a no feeling. Sometimes in the form of a memory, or a thought that at the time seems random. Sometimes in a dream, and sometimes in the form of a realization that is prompted by an experience that will occur the next day. No question is unheard, and no question goes unanswered. Ask and you shall receive is the rule, but you must learn how to ask and how to receive. The intellect is meant to expand perceptions, to help you grow in perceptual strength and complexity, and not to do harm. The experiences of the intellect are experiences of knowledge. Knowledge is power, and for each level of knowledge, you are held responsible for how you use it. Knowledge that simply comes into your being and does not in some way or form become processed and used to the benefit of others can have a seriously detrimental effect upon your body. Karmic obligations that are created by deliberate misuse of knowledge, by knowingly harming or creating discord in another, are greater than those that are created in ignorance.